One of the winners yesterday, Pharmac, they get 191 million injection over the next 2 years. The Pharmac CEO, Sarah Fitback, with us. Sarah, morning.
Morning, Mike.
I mean, it's all numbers, isn't it? But how many people do you literally actually help with how many drugs that you don't currently as a result of this?
Oh, I mean, we're working our way through that at the moment. Yesterday we issued three consultations. That's 15 medicines that will help thousands of people. So we're really hopeful that over the next few months we'll be able to work our way through our list and fund many medicines and help many New Zealanders.
This, in broad terms, is what? A significant change, a reasonable change, a small change?
It's pretty significant. It's the biggest increase we've had in almost 30 years. And really, it's quite a substantial increase for us, and really it's going to enable us to fund many of the medicines that we want to fund. So as I said, we're already busy working our way through our list, and we're going to be issuing a number of proposals over the next couple of months.
How much of what you get is political as opposed to medical reality?
Well, we've always put up a budget bid. I mean, like many agencies across the sector, we put up a bid, and the minister makes the decision on how much money is allocated across health. And obviously, you know, there's lots of competition for health at the moment. Mm. So that's always been the way. I mean, and that's how the system has always worked, that we put up a bid for what we think would be, you know, a good amount for funding new medicines.
Good to talk to you as always, Sarah Fitt, head of Pharmac. As I said earlier, they can't give those people enough money at the end of the day because it's good productive money, and they're an efficient organisation who does a good job, and you see tangible outworkings of it.